Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. And welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace, your daily dose of real talk about navigating life's messy beautiful moments. Today we're diving into something super important. Building emotional intelligence in our relationships. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages with someone you care about? Like you're both on the same page but somehow lost in translation? That, my friends, is where emotional intelligence comes in. It's the secret sauce to understanding ourselves better and connecting more deeply with others. Think of it like this. Our emotions are a powerful language, but if we don't know how to speak it fluently, things can get complicated fast. We might misunderstand each other, react impulsively, or even build walls instead of bridges. But with a little bit of emotional intelligence, we can unlock a whole new level of connection and intimacy in our relationships. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. Number 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. Before we can understand others, we gotta know ourselves inside and out. What makes us tick? What sets us off? What are our triggers? Take some time to reflect on your own emotions. Journaling, mindfulness practices, or even just honest conversations with yourself can be super helpful here. Remember, knowing your emotional landscape is the first step to navigating it effectively. Next up, empathy. The ability to truly see things from another person's perspective. It's about stepping outside our own heads and trying to understand their feelings, even if we don't agree with them. This doesn't mean you have to condone everything someone does, but it means actively listening, validating their emotions, and showing genuine compassion. You know that feeling when someone truly listens and understands you? That's the magic of empathy in action. Communication is key, people. But not just any communication, clear, honest, and respectful communication. Learn to express your needs and feelings assertively, without blaming or attacking others. Practice active listening, pay attention to both what they say and how they say it. And don't be afraid to ask clarifying questions if you need to. Remember, good communication is a two-way street. Now, let's talk about managing conflict. Disagreements are inevitable in any relationship, but how we handle them makes all the difference. Instead of getting defensive or resorting to personal attacks, try to approach conflicts with a problem-solving mindset. Listen actively to the other person's perspective, identify common ground, and brainstorm solutions together. Remember, even heated arguments can be opportunities for growth and deeper understanding. Finally, self-regulation is all about managing our own emotions in healthy ways. When things get tough, it's easy to react impulsively. But with self-regulation, we can take a step back, calm ourselves down, and respond thoughtfully instead of reacting emotionally. Practice techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness, or physical activity to help you regulate your emotions and maintain composure in challenging situations. Think about that time you had a really tough conversation with a loved one. Maybe it was about differing opinions on something important, or perhaps there was a misunderstanding that needed clearing up. How did you handle it? Did you feel heard? Did you feel understood? I'm guessing some of those conversations might have been a bit bumpy. But hey, relationships are never perfect, right? That's what makes them so fascinating. The key is to keep practicing these emotional intelligence skills. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Think about it. Stronger connections, less conflict, deeper understanding. That's what we're aiming for here, folks. Remember, you have the power to build healthy, fulfilling relationships. Start by mastering your own emotions, practicing empathy, communicating effectively, navigating conflict constructively, and regulating your responses. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every step forward. So, tell me, what's one small step you can take today to build your emotional intelligence? Share it with us on social media, let's keep the conversation going. And remember, until next time, protect your peace and spread the love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.